The prophecy I'm about to read was given to me by the Most High, October 23, 2006. It was published in the book The Bridge, Moving from Increasing Chaos to Future Peace, the original publishing date, March 23, 2019. I, the Lord your God, am distressed by what I see. My people no longer know me. They know not my works, but they count it their own. They worship me and other idols too. They treat me as they do other gods and discard me at will. I am distressed, yet I cannot go back to the old ways as I have sent my son to redeem them. But they do not believe. They do not accept my redemption, yet my son has redeemed them. My own people are disobedient. The work of the kingdom goes undone. I raise up one leader after another, yet very few know my heart. They act in their own strength and not by the Holy Spirit which I sent. And yet I love them all. Like a mother who loves her disobedient children, even I pray to myself for my people. Rise up, I pray thee, rise up, for the time is at hand. The world is changing rapidly. My people must be ready. Superficial belief is no longer acceptable. Deep-rooted faith is a must. Warriors for the kingdom are necessary. Learn my voice and know my voice. Discard your worldly debt and possessions. Free yourself for my work. Be ready to move at a moment's notice. Diversify your currency. Diversify your wealth. Possessions must be left behind. Free yourself from distractions and sit with me. I will give you methods and strategies to move forward. I want my people prepared. They are distinguished because they hear my voice and obey. They will lead and others will follow. The time is at hand. Let being debt-free be a way of life. First and foremost, my people must put me before anything else. Second, hear and obey my instructions. I will deliver them through my chosen prophets and apostles. I will tell you in your quiet time. The venue of my instructions will confirm one another. Be wary of instruction that is unconfirmed, for it is not from me. I will not lead my people astray, and I will not contradict myself. Third, become debt-free. Your methods will not be the same. One will work, another will pray and be blessed. Don't trouble yourself about your neighbor. What I instruct you to do will work for you. What I instruct your neighbor to do will not work for you. You must seek me. I have made you all unique, not drones, but unique. Yet each one of you is made in my image. Each of you has a part of me woven into your character, your DNA. I speak as in the Old Testament because you are like Old Testament babies. Have you forgotten that my son bore your sins on the cross? You are steeped in legalism as in the days of Moses. Do you not know that you are free? Through my son, you are free. But my people have misunderstood freedom. My people have abused freedom. And yet my son has already died and risen from the sins of the earth. My spirit is ever present, but mostly ignored. I am everywhere by my spirit. Why do you ignore me? Are the distractions so great that they have taken my place? The enemy deceives you and you follow. I am here, waiting for you patiently. Come back to me, my children. Follow my ways and be blessed. Grace abounds in my presence. Love is here. Provision is here. Abundance is here. Everything you need is here. Why are you not here? Will you leave your brother behind and follow me? Fourth, be ready to leave at a moment's notice. Be prepared to remain close or go far to a distant land. Money will mean nothing. Wealth will be defined differently, so prepare yourselves. Don't get caught unprepared, as it might mean death. Let go of your worldly possessions, for they mean nothing to me. If they mean nothing to me, why do they mean so much to you? Define yourself in me and not in the world. If I asked you to sell your car, would you do it? Would you sell your land, your jewelry? What you deem is valuable, others will not. What you deem is not valuable, others will value. Keep only those things and discard the rest. War will hit America. My people must be prepared. It will be like nothing you can imagine. It will shock the world, but there will be a little sympathy and less assistance. Most countries will not have the means to help. The dollar will fail, but have no fear. I will be with you all. I will be with you always. The end of time has not yet come, so prepare yourselves. No one is listening. They do not want to believe that America is not safe, but I am speaking to my prophets. At the appointed time, they will speak out in unison. The melody will rise up like fragrance to my nostrils. It will ring true to everyone's ear, and there will be action. My people will respond in one accord. There will be harmony in the kingdom. The world will look and wonder, and the enemy will be confused. What a glorious day in the midst of chaos. And then America will be rebuilt. Like the original settlers, all will be new. I will bless my people abundantly. There will be a new promised land. Suppressed technology will emerge. A new ecology will be in place. My people will live life on a whole different level. What used to be futuristic will be commonplace. Economic rules will change. Man will no longer dictate seed time and harvest. There will be a new world order, but my people will not be subject to it. Be wise and vigilant, as I will know my people by their spirit. I will judge their hearts. Those who do not belong to me will be a part of the world order, and they will not be trusted. That world belongs to the enemy. Enough time has passed for my people to have chosen to be one of mine. Now I will choose. They must choose life in me or death by the new world order. Your currency will be no more. What wealth will you have without the dollar? You must plan now. Sit with me, and I will give you specific instructions. People in high places already know what is coming and are preparing themselves. But I want my people prepared. The people in high places do not know my heart. My people will know my heart and will be prepared. No one will be prepared like my people. This is how they will know that I am real. The whole world will know that I exist, and yet they will still reject me. They will say, "He is Jehovah, but I am my own God. I do not worship him, but I worship myself, and I will cry out and strike them and afflict them for their insolence. But my people will be free from disease, and in their quiet time I will instruct them in how to eat and take care of their bodies. The obedient ones will thrive. My people will be protected from the worldly plights." Second vision. While praying, the Lord lifted me up high above the earth where clouds float. And when I looked down, I could see North America. The United States and Canada were clear and colorful, like on a world globe. And then he said, "Look, daughter, see the destruction that will come?" And I saw billows of smoke all across America, even Canada. But it did not cover the entire continent. The smoke billows were spaced out. You could see some land that was not touched by smoke. But I knew there was destruction in every one of the smoke billows. And then I saw men rising up out of the smoke. They were soldiers, but not American. They were marching across the land, gathering up people. Then the Lord said, "This is why I want my people prepared. This is what's coming." And I opened my eyes and stopped the vision because I was afraid of what I saw, so much so that I did not pray for 2 days.